Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for another round of Rarely Right but Never Wrong Sports, the very best in sports and opinion, with your host, Bill Emerson. Phone lines are now open at 646-595-2677. Rarely Right but Never Wrong Sports will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome everyone to a special edition, we'll call it, of a nighttime radio, Rarely Right but Never Wrong Sports. We're doing this tonight because one reason and one reason only. In less than 2.5 hours, the NBA free agency opens. Lots of free agents to talk about. Let me get to a couple of things real quick. If you'd like to call us, as our intro said, 646-595-2677. Again, 646-595-2677. You can be on top of the heap. Or if you'd like to email us with your comments and participate that way, email 2003@yahoo.com. We'll get you right to us. I'm going to welcome my host here, my co-host, Barry Mullen. Barry, are you there?
Yes, Bill. Go right ahead. Great to be with you this evening.
Yeah, it's unusual for us to be here at night, but we thought this was a special occasion because it's D-Day in the NBA. In about 2.5 hours, free agents can talk to anybody they want. We've got some great free agents. This could literally change the face of basketball for years to come, depending on who signs, simply because there's so many great ball players that are eligible for this tonight. Some say out of the top 10, maybe 5 or 6 are eligible tonight. We all know the big name, LeBron James. Let's get to another couple of basketball items before we get to the actual free agents, if we can. First of all, Doc Rivers decided to stay one more year in Boston. Good decision or bad decision, Barry?
Well, I think that's got to be a tough decision, you know, based on his sons really being good basketball players. And I know he's really wanting to watch his kids play basketball, but he may have talked to, you know, Danny Ainge with the Celtics there So I guess maybe the brass really wanted him to come back, Garnett and Pierce, Ray Allen, Rondo, you know, probably talk to him. So they may think they got their eyes on another NBA championship.
Well, I think last year was their last chance of that, unless they get on the free agent sweepstakes. The problem with that is they really don't have enough money. Two of their best players are in my list of 11 best players eligible. So they're going to have to pay those guys or lose them. Second notice here. Rocky Mountain News out of Denver reports from Stan Kroenke, he's the owner of the Denver Nuggets, that they will trade Carmelo Anthony this year, could be this week, instead of having to hope that he signs with them next year as being a free agent. He becomes a free agent next year. They're worried they're not going to get anything for him, Barry. So they're willing to trade him now and get something for him. Boy, all of a sudden you throw Carmelo in this mix. This could be a very interesting couple of weeks, right, Barry?
Yeah, I've really been proud of Carmelo, I guess might be the word, because he stayed in Denver for so long. You know, he's the guy that is an Atlantic Coast guy, played at Syracuse 1 year, won the NBA championship, got drafted by Denver, and has really stayed with that Denver franchise his whole career. But I always thought he was be more of a Southern guy or maybe back out toward the New York Knicks. But I think if the chance comes up right, I think he'd get away from Denver.
I do, too. Here's the problem. Everybody talks about how these athletes, particularly NBA players, but any athlete, is money hungry. Now you see the money is all the same. They are going to get the same money primarily wherever they go. Everybody's going to get the maximum salary, or several of these guys. They're looking for a team that can win a championship. That tells you a lot about the NBA type of mentality for the really great players, doesn't it, Barry?
Well, and these NBA teams, you know, money is no expense. You know, they're willing to spend max out on all these big contracts for big players. Everybody wants to become a winner. We talked so much last month about the Russian billionaire, you know, and how much money he's going to spend for the New Jersey team. He's going to spend a lot of money. So they're throwing out the big checks so they can kind of go to a place where they feel like they may be at home.
Yeah, and tomorrow morning, The first meeting that LeBron James has, we're not going to go right to LeBron. We're going to go the other way, 11-1. We're going to start at number 11. There, LeBron's first meeting is with the New Jersey Nets. So he's going to beat the Russian billionaire, who I understand he's already kind of bumped into. You're not supposed to do that. And, of course, his friend Jay-Z that owns a hunk of that franchise too. So here's what I did, Barry. I've made a list of 1 to 11 free agents, LeBron, of course, being number one, all the way down to 11 free agencies, free agents who are eligible at midnight tonight, 11 o'clock our time, midnight Eastern time, to start talking to teams. We're going to go through all 11 names. We're going to kind of make a decision on what we think is going to happen with them, Barry. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, number 11 from the New York Knicks, David Lee. Led the NBA in double-doubles this year. He's a power forward, small forward combo, as you know. The only thing that scares me, Barry, is what you always say. He got a lot of double-doubles, but is it that Knicks system that D'Antoni brought where everybody gets a lot of good statistics, or is he a real player? Now, first of all, Barry, will he re-sign with the Knicks?
Well, that's a good question. You know, here's another kid that comes out of Florida and plays for Donovan down there and just bolted up to the New York Knicks coast. And, you know, I've heard he's probably a kid that keeps pretty quiet. But I think he's playing good at New York, and D'Antoni wants to run the ball, so that might not fit him in too much. He's a really interesting pick for your number 11 free agent. So I'm guessing there's a good chance he's gone.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's going to do a sign-and-trade. So what this means, folks, is instead of just getting nothing for David Lee, they're going to sign him to a maximum contract. Probably not a maximum contract, but a very, very lucrative contract. The maximum contracts is the best, of course, but only a few players get those. They're going to sign him and trade him. Here's a couple of teams that are looking at him. He could go to Utah for Boozer. Boozer is really looking at going to a couple of teams, the Bulls and the Knicks. They could sign and trade him for Carmelo Anthony, which could happen. If you're not going to get anything for Carmelo Anthony next year, you might as well get something for him this year. Another name is Chris Bosh. Any of those teams would like to have him. I think it's down to those three teams. I agree with you, Barry, that he won't be with the Knicks at the start of next season. For Boozer, Anthony, and Bosch, those are my three picks that he could get traded for. Now, number 10 is another interesting name, Ray Allen. We saw what he did in the third game of the playoffs. Unfortunately, we also saw what he did in game 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the playoffs in the finals. Barry, Ray Allen, is he going to end up at Boston?
Yeah, I think by citizenship, you know, he's always going to be an asset. You know, to every team, just another boy. You just bring up a really good question. I'm gonna say yes, but I expect that you'll say no. So that's a toss up. But I'll say he stays at Boston.
You might be right there, Barry. I hate to say that, but you might be right, and I'll tell you why. Supposedly, Paul Pierce, Garnett, and Ray Allen went to Danny Ainge and said, "If Doc Rivers doesn't come back, we're not gonna come back. We got one more year in us." Explained to him, we thought we had one more year, and so maybe he'll stay. I know a team that's looking for him, Barry, right now, a team that needs an outside shooter, another outside shooter, is Oklahoma City. They're looking at him hard. Would he fit in well with Oklahoma?
I'm sure, yeah. That's a young ball team, and for them, you know, to expand and maybe to get one of the top four or five teams in the Western Conference, you just need a solid veteran like that. Right now, Durant's the leader of that team, and Michael Westbrook, and I think a Ray Allen would be a really good fit in there for Oklahoma City.
I do, too. I don't think he has much more than a year or two left. I think he'd be good with those young ballplayers, particularly in the locker room. Never a problem with Ray Allen. That is my prediction, that if he doesn't stay with Boston, he's going to sign as a free agent with Oklahoma City. So that takes us to number 9. Number 9, forward from Boston, Paul Pierce. He opted out last night, which means that he's telling them that they can still match. The Celtics can still match. Does he stay in Boston, or does he go somewhere?
Well, you talked about the package deal and how the Big Three went and talked to Danny Ainge and they've tried, you know, gathered Doc Rivers back into the fold. So I'd say that's a pretty secure three there with Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen. So I'd say he stays.
Yeah, I think Paul Pierce is going to stay too. A team that's looking at him that has a lot of money is the Nets. I'll be honest, that's all over the wires tonight. The Nets need a score at that position. They've got Devin Harris. They've got Robin Lopez, or Brooks Lopez. They have the rookie Favors coming in, but they still need some scoring. Paul Pierce would fill that bill, but I don't think he is going to leave Boston right now. I don't think there's a sign and trade there because I don't think the Celtics could get either Devin Harris, Lopez, or, of course, Favors the rookie for him. So I'm saying he's going to stay. That takes us to number eight and one of the more active guys I think that's going to be on this list, Rudy Gay. Memphis forward, Barry, your thoughts on stay or go?
Well, his name has been just shopped around so much and mentioned so much on the lines and the wires and everything. I think he's gone.
I do too. I think he's leaving. They drafted three guys that are 6'5" shooters, including Xavier Henry out of Kansas. That was their first pick. Rudy Gay is going to go to one of these two teams, the Nets or, believe it or not, the Clippers. Those two teams both have enough money to sign him. Look for one of those two teams to sign him. Another interesting fact that's coming out of Memphis tonight is that Mike Conley might be traded to Indiana. The Pacers need a point guard. And I think Memphis is starting to think they're going to let O.J. Mayo handle the ball more. Thus, if they let him handle the ball, they don't need a true point guard. They're going to do more like with LeBron, where he handles the ball, or some of these other teams where the off-guard Kobe handles the ball a lot. So look for that to happen. And I'll tell you another thing that could happen in Indianapolis is there could be some more trades. Zach Randolph has a big contract they'd like to get rid of. There's a team that's going to be is going in circles. Do they think very possibly that Ronnie Brewer can fill the position of Rudy Gay if they lose him?
You know, I wouldn't think so. I think Ronnie Brewer's, you know, had a nice career there, a nice start to his career at the Utah Jazz, but looked to be a really good find for Memphis, and they expected a spur out of their team when he signed up, but injuries kept him out of the lineup. So, you know, from an Arkansas standpoint, for us around here, I'm expecting big things out of Ronnie Brewer, but it's been really quiet over the offseason for him.
Now, he's not on our 11, but he's a free agent. Some team could sign him and get a heck of a defensive player. That's his forte. That's his strength. He's a heck of a defensive player. He'll cover anybody, no matter what size they are. So look for a lot of movement in the offseason, which starts in about 2 hours and 15 minutes out of Memphis. Barry, let's take a short break right now for a commercial. We'll be back with the second half of our show right after this.
Are you in the mood for hot, delicious pizza tonight? Well, in Green Forest, there's only one place to go, Pizza Pro and Movie Time. They offer the best in mouth-watering pizza, great sandwiches, and healthy salads. While you're there, pick out a movie from their large selection of the newest releases. That's Pizza Pro and Movie Time, 870-438-5457. Owned and operated by Barry Mullen, coach and sponsor of the North Arkansas Fever girls basketball team.
Okay, Barry, we're to number seven. A very interesting one here, I think. Carlos Boozer. Because whoever signs Carlos Boozer is not going to win the championship, but they're going to use him to say, we got Carlos to help you on the boards and play defense, so come tell one of the top three or four guys, come here, at least you got another all-pro with you. Carlos Boozer stays at Utah or leaves?
I think he is going too. You know, here's a guy that you know, a second and third option on almost all offenses, and he can really score around the basket. You know, I'm sure he'd like to get 15 points a game. Always been a good rebounder, really a good role player. Doesn't really ask for the ball so much. So, you know, you talk about the Dwayne Wade, Joe Johnson, LeBron James. This guy's an excellent complementary player to those players.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in a triumvirate here. Here's what I'm going to do. Any team that can't get Bosch would like to, but wants a big guy, will go after Boozer, and the third one in that group is Stoudemire. Watch what happens. He is going to go with another superstar. a lot of people have said he will go with LeBron. Some think he will go with Nowitzki. Some think he'll go with Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson's going to be the key to this because all these superstars want another guy with them. They either want Stoudemire, Johnson, Bosch, or Boozer. Here's a couple of teams that are looking hard at him. The Bulls, if they can't get Chris Bosch, they'll put him with that team. I don't see how the Bulls can lose next year. They're going to get at least one, maybe two of these guys that are in my top seven left. They're going to be tough, aren't they, Barry? They've got a great young team.
Yeah, Derrick Rose, you know, he's going to be handling the basketball, and he's just coming off of Rookie of the Year 2 years ago. Then I guess if they had a Sophomore of the Year, he'd probably been the best two-year player in the NBA. So he starts that team off on the right foot and a couple of good superstars, and you're looking at a 50-win season for the Bulls.
You got Lou Alding. They'd like to get rid of him. I know the Bulls will. He's got a big contract. But they also got Derrick Rose, as you said. We don't know where he is. I'm going to say something here. This has turned into a point guard league suddenly, hasn't it, Barry?
Yeah, and we've heard about that. You know, years and years coming, we keep hearing about it being a guard league, then it goes to a point guard league, and even the shooting guard now. We mentioned so many of these shooting guards are so important to their team. So a point guard and shooting guard league is the way the game is going.
Yeah, so I look, if they have Noah and Boozer up front, say they get Joe Johnson and Derrick Rose in the backcourt, we've got a lot of other free agents that aren't on this list that can go out and fill that other spot. J.J. Redick, Raymond Felton's a backup point guard. Ronnie Brewer's a free agent. Now he could run. Al Harrington, Shaquille O'Neal. We'll get to him in just a minute. Brandon Haywood at center. Louis Scola of Houston, a really versatile big man. John Salmon's coming out of Chicago, who had a great playoff series, a shooting guard. Travis Outlaw, a forward. Udonis Haslam, a forward. These are all the secondary. I hate to say this about guys that are in the NBA, but these are secondary free agents that can fill these holes. So look for Carlos Boozer to go with another superstar, maybe the Bulls, maybe by Miami. I know that he'd like to go there. And maybe the Nets, even the Nets who are going to be spending some money. Why do players – Dwayne Wade has been a leader in this, of getting these other players interested in Miami. There's three reasons you want to go to Miami. What were they, Barry? Do you remember?
Well, you know, they've got a pretty good climate for winning down there. They just came off the NBA championship with Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal. So a lot of these players want to go to a winning program. I think it's not exactly Minnesota on the map as far as climate and just the so-called Hollywood appeal. Number three, I think, is the tax break. So that would be my three guesses.
Yeah, the weather's great. Dwayne Wade's already a winner, so you know he's going to give you everything he got. The taxes, and I'm going to throw another one in there that a lot of people are kind of talking about. If they get two superstars, two of these top 10 guys, Pat Riley's going to coach that team next year. I guarantee it. He's going to tell these guys, come in and sign, and I'll coach. People would love to have Pat Riley coach them, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and it makes it a lot easier for a coach, you know, when you've got some superstar players out there that really they don't require a lot of direction. You know, you're kind of giving them the reins. You know, they're almost like coaches on the floor. Dwayne Wade is almost considered a veteran now. So I think Pat Riley would jump at a chance to coach a really good group of players.
Let's get to number six real quickly. We're running out of time already. Joe Johnson, Atlanta. Chances of him staying, I say, is zero. What do you say?
Yeah, I think you're right, zero. He's going to be wearing different colors next year.
And here's what we're going to say about Joe Johnson. He's not one of these guys that wants to be the guy. He had a bad playoff series. We all saw that when they got swept by Orlando. I'm going to tell you right now that Joe Johnson is definitely going to go with another superstar. Here's who he's either going to go with. LeBron would love to have him because Joe Johnson is a shooting guard that's long enough where he can guard almost any position. If he goes to the Knicks, I got three teams that I think he may go to. The Knicks. If he goes to the Knicks, look for them to either get Stoudemire, Boozer, or maybe even Chris Bosh. He's going to go with another one. The Bulls would like to have him, of course. They need a shooting guard. And last but not least, the team that's getting in there right now is the Mavericks. Barry, he might go to the Mavericks. They would do a sign and trade and trade Caron Butler for Joe Johnson to get rid of that contract. Pretty interesting right there, huh, with Joe Johnson?
Yeah, I kind of like the New York Knicks to come out on top. Here's a Joe Johnson we talk about. He's a Little Rock Central product, and he's a really quiet kid, kind of a country kid, and he starts out at Phoenix, and then he moves over to Atlanta, and now he's going to be jumping to another major city. So he may be losing some of this country boy image because you wouldn't think a player like that would want to jump around that much, but I see him going to the Knicks.
Well, him and number five on my list both played for D'Antonio in Phoenix. So we know that they liked to, but supposedly they were real favorites of D'Antonio. The number five guy being Amari Stoudemire. They could both end up with the Knicks with D'Antoni, couldn't they, Barry?
Yeah, I think Stoudemire's relationship with D'Antoni is really good. More of a running system. Stoudemire really plays well with superb point guard, so the Knicks may be lacking there. I don't even know who their starting point guard is. Steve Nash has been his playmaker for the last couple of years, but he may look to go for D'Antonio also.
Yeah, I'm going to say something here that a lot of people don't believe. I'm thinking that if they signed both Joe Johnson, if they signed two of the top six players, they're going to make a trade, and get Ricky Rubio, who wants to play in New York. Get him out of Europe, and suddenly you're supposedly a much better team. So what are the chances? Amari, will he stay with the Suns, Barry, or will he take off?
Well, Donnie Walsh, I believe in that. He's still the GM for the Knicks.
Right.
And we hadn't heard too much out of him. You know, the Knicks has always been one of the proud franchises, and they have. You may have heard a little bit more than I did, but Rubio, you would think all these players overseas, they've seen Michael Jordan play, back in their younger days, and I think the NBA is where a lot of these guys want to end up going. I think Minnesota has the rights to Rubio, and I just don't see him coming to Minnesota. But if the Knicks opened up and offered him something and they worked a deal with Minnesota for his rights, then he could go to the Knicks.
Right. I've got him going to three teams, Miami, the Nets, or the Knicks, any of those three. I throw Miami in all the time because we know what they want to get, but they might not get it. So they want LeBron Bosch to go along with Dwayne Wade, but they might not get it. So I say Miami, the Nets, the Knicks. But I'm going to tell you, I think that Stoudemire and Johnson are going to end up together. All these teams that can sign two guys, if you don't get LeBron and you don't get Chris Bosh, you're going to go down and you're going to get Joe Johnson and Amari Stoudemire. Going to be very interesting. Number four, Dirk Nowitzki out of Dallas. He stays or goes, Barry?
I think he stays.
Well, I don't know. I think he might stay, too. I don't know if everybody knows this. He had some trouble with a fiance down in Dallas who ended up being a person that conned him out of some money. He was very embarrassed by that. I wouldn't be surprised, and people say I'm crazy on this. A lot of people say that, if he ends up with the Bulls, and I'll tell you why. Big German population, number one, up in Chicago. Number two, he would fit in that team perfectly. They have to get outside shooting. Why not put Nowitzki there, get another big guy out there, and go with that? Go with Derrick Rose, Nowitzki playing a combination two guard and small forward, because he can really handle the ball, and then go with their regular up front guys who am I trying to think? Oh, Joakim Noah and a couple other guys. That's a possibility, Barry. I don't know. I think he'll stay in Dallas. I don't think he's the surest one on my list, but I think he's going to stay in Dallas too. But if my choice there would be, he might end up with the Bulls. The Bulls got lots of money, folks, and they're going to spend it, believe me. Now we go to the top three. Number three, Chris Bosh. Barry, he's not going to stay in Toronto. We know that. Where's he going to end up at, do you think he'll stay in Toronto?
I kind of like him down in Miami with Dwayne Wade. We talked about Pat Riley maybe. If the water's right, he may come back in and coach that team. So I like Chris Bosh to go down to the South Beach.
Okay, I'm going to write that down, that you like him at South Beach. I'm going to tell you right now, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade are great friends. They were hoping they could get all three of them together, LeBron, Bosh, Dwayne Wade down in Miami. Bosh doesn't think that's going to happen now. I think Bosh is going to go wherever LeBron goes. I think they're just a great fit. They're friends. I would not be surprised at all if they end up together. But let's say we got a couple other teams. Let's say he goes to the Bulls, Barry. We're going to start with the Bulls first. Number one, he's out of Toronto, right?
I say he's ready to come back to the mainland or the main NBA landscape, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I'm going to say if he doesn't go with LeBron, the Bulls could use him. Miami can use him. I'm going to give you a team here for Miami, Barry. Wade, we'll get to Wade next. I assume he's going to stay there in Miami because he's trying hard. So they get Dwayne, Wade. They get Bosh. They need a point guard. I've been saying this all day. They trade Michael Beasley, the number two pick in the draft a couple of years ago, for Tony Parker. They can get one more superstar. Say they get Joe Johnson. Say they get LeBron, Joe Johnson. It doesn't really make any difference. Who's going to be the center on that team, though, Barry? Do you know?
No, that sure escapes me right now. I'm a big Udonis Haslem fan, but he's more of a power forward type.
I'm going to tell you who they're going to get. He lives right there in Miami. They're going to get Shaquille O'Neal back. Now, people say, Shaquille O'Neal didn't play very well last year. He played better than anybody thought he would in the playoffs. He averaged almost 15 points. He averaged 9 rebounds on a team that was getting humiliated at every other position. I'm going to tell you right now, I think that Shaquille will end up back in Miami if LeBron leaves. So now we're down to two guys. We got Dwayne Wade. I would say of all these guys except Nowitzki, he's the most likely to stay. I would say he's going to stay in Miami, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think he's more set than even Nowitzki. I think Dirk's got a good relationship with Mark Cuban, but I think even Wade's even more secure down in Miami.
So who does... Does he think he's going to get LeBron and Bosh together with him? Do you think he thinks he's going to, Barry?
Yeah, I'm sure that's his idea. I mean, I like Bosh down in Miami, and that's, these players are all good friends that we talk about. So I'm sure the conversation has been going on between Dwayne that, they and the Redeem team. I thought LeBron James and Dwayne Wade was the two best players on that team. So I think they really got a relationship as – minus Kobe Bryant as being some of the best top two or three players in the NBA.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay. He's a Chicago guy, but I don't think he's going to go to Chicago. I'm saying Dwayne Wade's going to stay there. He's doing everything he can to bring other great players down there. I like this the idea of him staying there and being the leader. We've got 90. Let's get to LeBron James. You tell me where he's going to end up. Stay in Cleveland or go?
I think he stays in Cleveland.
I'm going to say you're wrong. I think he's going to the Bulls, Barry. I'd say it's 57% that he's going to end up with the Bulls. The only thing that scares me is that they just got a new coach, Thibodeau, but supposedly him and LeBron get along. They have the same agent, World Wide West. I think he's going to stay with the Bulls. We'll give you that lineup. You're going to have Derrick Rose at point guard. You're going to have Noah and Ding up front along with LeBron James. Now, let's take this. They need outside shooting. How about J.J. Redick? They sign him, Barry. Would that be a good team?
Yeah, you mentioned J.J. a couple of times, and I think he's really coming along as a shooting guard out there, which, that's proven you really need it during the season, especially in the playoffs. So I think he's going to be a diamond in the rough, going to be really highly sought after. It's making a three-point shot for the Orlando team. I think Orlando's really going to do their best to try to keep him on their team.
I do, too. But you never know. We're out of time already, folks. Come tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Rarely Right But Never Wrong Radio. We'll have a lot more news for you. Thanks for listening.